It was April of 1968, and the garbage in Memphis was beginning to pile up and stink. The strike was having an impact on the city, and one important leader was on his way to address the crowds. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the late 1960s, this city became a flashpoint for civil rights activity.
Memphis in 1968 was a very segregated, racially segregated city.
Russ Wigginton is the president of the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. This motel, where we did the interview, was a very important spot in downtown.
The Lorraine Motel is an African-American-owned motel at the time. Much of downtown where the motel is located is considered whites only.
The Lorraine Motel became a place many African-Americans traveling to Memphis stayed. It was the location Martin Luther King Jr. had used for overnight accommodations on several trips here. In the spring of 1968, he arrived when a sanitation worker strike was taking place.
And the sanitation worker strike was 1,200 sanitation workers in Memphis, African American, who went on strike because of the inappropriate pay wages. They worked full time, more than 40 hours a week, and still qualified for public assistance.
By early April, the accumulating garbage had created a noticeable stench in the city.
They had garnered tremendous attention. It was a power move from a group that was not often associated with as having power. And they carried those very simple signs that said, "I am a man." They no longer wanted to be considered invisible.
King came here in April to support those on strike and to deliver speeches to local citizens. Tragedy would take place at this hotel, though, and our story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Andrew McCray.